Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Between now and November, it's going to be Mad Hatters and Tea Parties.
Surviving Tea Party candidates are anxious to go head-to-head with some big political names in states around the nation.
Just tea for two and two for tea.
We're on another rhino hunt right here in the state of Delaware. Lisa Murkowski was saying that she's not a quitter, that she's considering running on a third ticket. You know, you're right, she's not a quitter. She was fired. Is going to be next to be fired.
Tea Party Express Chairman Amy Kramer talking about the Senate race in Delaware. She aims to make this fall no picnic for incumbents.
But does the latest party of anti-Washington outrage need electoral victories or just the attention?
Oh, can't you see how happy we would be?
The Tea Party is happy. Is anybody else this election season?
Looking for a takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Tea Party politics on the 2010 race. It's Monday, September 13th.
Yeah, we have a lot of primaries in a lot of states coming up tomorrow. We're going to be talking about this morning, but first, let's get a check of the morning's top news. The delay continues, but Iran is still expected to release one of three American hikers that have been held since last year. One hiker will be released on $500,000 bail. Sarah Sherrod is charged with, along with two other Americans, on illegal entry and spying charges. She was to be freed last week, but the Iranian judiciary postponed the release. Iran says she'll be free to leave the country once that bail is paid.
The big banks have now been set new rules at the Basel III conference in Switzerland. International banking regulators have agreed under a new reform package on a brand new framework designed to prevent a repeat of the recent financial crisis. Banks will now be required to hold 7% in capital reserves. That's up from around 4% in the past. Larger banks whose failure could bring down an entire financial system will have to hold even more in reserve. House and Senate lawmakers return to work today, where many bills aimed at economic recovery are waiting. President Obama wants the Bush-era tax cuts for the wealthy to expire and has proposed new middle-class tax cut legislation. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader John Boehner wants the Bush tax cuts extended, but tells CBS News he'll vote for middle-class tax cuts if it's his only option.
I'm going to do everything I can to fight to make sure that we extend the current tax rates for all Americans.
Austin Goolsbee, the new head of the White House Council of Economic Advisers, says keeping tax cuts for the wealthiest doesn't make any sense.
To extend tax cuts that average more than $100,000 a year to millionaires and even billionaires is the least effective bang for the buck.
The Bush-era tax cuts, you may recall, are set to expire at the end of the year.
Regulators in California are ordering Pacific Gas and Electric Company to inspect all of its natural gas lines after one of the company's pipes exploded in San Bruno last week. That explosion killed four people and destroyed dozens of homes. San Bruno residents Pat and Fred Gillen say it's a bittersweet feeling to see that their home survived.
We feel relief. We feel guilt.
Ours is still there.
And most of them are gone.
Federal investigators have taken a 28-foot section of the blown-out pipe to Washington to figure out what caused the explosion.
Meanwhile, firefighters in Colorado are finally getting an upper hand on the blaze known as the Four Mile Fire. It's nearly three-quarters contained now, and officials are slowly permitting people to return to their homes near Boulder if it's safe. BP says it believes compensation claims related to the Gulf oil spill will be less than the $20 billion the company has set aside. BP's incoming CEO, Bob Dudley, still says the $32 billion provision the company made for the total cost remains the forecast of the eventual total cost. Asian and European markets are up. Futures way up now. The Dow gets underway at 10,462. The S&P opens at 1,109. And the NASDAQ, 2,242. Coming up, Mission Impossible, not at all. Actor Martin Landau will join us.
And throughout the morning, we're asking you to write a little bit of poetry. We're looking for your haikus about the economic crisis in America.
Unscathed, I sit here. For my brethren, I cry. Soon, I may join them.
8778-MY-TAKE.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.